My name is Andy Bade, and I'm one of the classical music announcers here at Arizona Public Media. I'm a conductor for band and choir, sung in choirs and played in bands for much of my life. One of my earliest musical memories is with my dad, who played third trombone in a little town band in Mattoon, Illinois. And they played out in the parks every summer. Most of the time as a child, I would, with my brothers, go out and play in the park when during their concerts. But every once in a while, he would pull up a chair next to him in the band and invite me to come and sit next to him. That was always pretty special, of course. And so I would sit next to him in the band. And I remember distinctly, it was right in front of the bass drum, or the bass drum. And so whenever the bass drummer would hit that bass drum, I'd kind of jump because I could feel it all the way through me. But I remember that it was a totally different experience sitting there in the band as compared to out somewhere in the park, or, you know, even just sitting near the band somewhere in front listening to them. Being in it was a completely different experience of sound. You can't get that anywhere else. And I really think that seeing him and being with him and having that kind of musical experience eventually had a certain effect on my decision to become a musician, wanting that kind of experience. Because being in an ensemble like that, it's more than the sum of its parts. It's, you can't get that experience by playing an instrument by yourself. You can't get that same experience sitting out in the audience. It's only in the ensemble, as a part of it, that you can experience that. And if you've never had that experience, I don't know how to explain it. But I really, really enjoyed that. And I think it made a difference in my life. And certainly as a musician, later on then, it's tremendously enriched my life, giving me the opportunity to meet people that I would never have met. And I was kind of shy as a youngster. So, you know, being in a choir, in a band, you get to make friends and know people that you wouldn't otherwise meet. And to travel with college music groups around the United States or in Europe, and that's a whole education in itself. And so it really made an impact on my life. And I'm sure that that had something to do with it. Otherwise, I wouldn't still remember it 50 years later, more than 50 years later. It makes me feel happy. It makes me have warm feelings and memories of my family and my dad, who has now passed away. It's just very, very fond memories that, you know, everything good. I just don't remember anything bad about it at all. It was all good. And I just, that's a musical memory that I think helped set the trajectory of my life. There are lots of different aspects to that, you know, being a part of something that's bigger than yourself. As a child, I was part of something where it was all the adults, and I was a part of it. As well as that sound of, like I said, it's more than the sum of its parts. It's not just what you can make as one person creating melody on your own, but it's the melody and the harmony and the rhythm all together. And then, you know, in a wonderful setting, in a town park, where it's summertime and there are things to do and things to play on for kids, and yet there's this music that's constantly present, even if you're outside playing. But boy, then especially if you're a part of it. Yeah. He had sung earlier in his life in churches. I remember him singing in a church choir for a few times when I was young. His mother played piano, and he used to sing with her in church, I think. But I don't even remember that. That was before I was even born. But he did like singing. But the main aspect was playing this trombone. And I have three older brothers, and we all played instruments in school from fifth grade through high school. But I'm the only one who kept it going after that as a part of my professional life. And, you know, it's just something that I need that. I need that experience. I need to have that as a part of my life. Yeah, that's a totally, totally different experience, being right in the middle of all that sound. Yeah. And and breathing together with everybody, making it together. It's a physical thing. It's not just an aural thing. It's a physical experience for everybody on that stage. The band was started by a man named Mr. Henny. Henny's Band was the name of the group, and he had been in circus bands for much of his life. And he knew how to put on a musical show, you know? He knew how to play tunes that would get the audience to really enjoy it and be in there and clap along or whatever. And I'm sure that that's part of it too. He knew how to engage an audience with music that was a wide variety, but it was always something you could get involved in and really enjoy. A shared experience, yes, which gives it an aspect that you also can't create on your own. You know, no matter how good you are, you can't create that by yourself. Yeah, years later, where I hadn't been playing for a while, and then I got back and I started playing again in a community band, a community college somewhere. It's like, oh, I've missed this. I didn't know I missed it this much. Yeah. I can't not do this. Yeah. I have to have this in my life. Yeah.